I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to ryansickler.com. Get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at ryansickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpan Studios. I am Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I'm going to start this episode like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for supporting this show. Thank you for supporting anything I do. All right. The support for the way back has been tremendous. Thank you for, if it's something you're listening to, trust me when I tell you, go watch. It is a very produced show. A lot of old photos and everything, nostalgia, all of it. It's a great, great, fun podcast. And then look, if you got to have more of this show, then you got to have the Patreon. The Patreon's called The Honeydew With Y'all. It is this show with y'all. And I promise you, it is the wildest. We just talked to a dude that illegally flew a plane and ended up on a government list and went to secret government prisons. All right. I'm not bullshitting you when I say that. You got to watch these episodes. It is wild. It's $5 a month. It's been $5 since we started. Not raising it at all. All right. And come see me on tour if I'm in your town when you're around. Tickets are available on my website at ryansickler.com. All right. That's the biz. You guys know what we do here. We highlight the lowlights. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. And I am very excited to have this guest back on The Dew. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Ray. Welcome back to The Honeydew, Adam Ray. Right here. You're right here. Okay. Looking around.
That one's not on, man.
You're brand new to show business. This is your camera back here. Could you imagine if every time you had to look back?
You just saying brand new to showbiz made me immediately think of how many times when I first graduated, I went to college out here 2001 to 2005 at SC.
Where?
USC downtown. Okay. And when I graduated, I fell victim to so many like LA casting, Backstage West, like, do you want an agent and be in blockbuster movies tomorrow? And I was like, yeah. And thought that was a real ad and went to these casting calls. I went to one with, I brought a kid who was a senior when I was a freshman at USC. So it was while I was still in college. And I was like, dude, I know that like you're graduating in a couple months and you're like concerned about your future, but I think I figured it out for you. And he's like, all right. And so he came with me to this like open casting call thing. And it was a pyramid scheme to give them like, we sit down, we waited about 3 hours and we're in a conference room and they played this like informational, almost like, you know, grocery store employee training video type thing. And it was like, tired of not being the star of your family? And did you move to Hollywood with dream? And we were just sitting there and he was like, I think this is bullshit. And then the guy was like, guys, it starts at $5,000 a month. We get you an agent in a week and then you are off and running. My buddy goes, let's get the fuck out of here. And we got up and walked out and he was like, dude, don't ever pull me in to these schemes again. He's like, what made you think it was like legit? I go, look at the flyer. And the flyer, you know how sometimes you have to hear somebody's comment on something before you see it with like the right set of goggles? It was like, it looked like a guy that was like a cartoon, like a, if you were to sketch, like who's the mayor of Hollywood? He had blonde tips and like glasses and a bow tie. And he was like on the flyer. And I was like, he's like, you think that guy was going to help us like make it in this business? And I was like, I guess I did for a minute, but just so.
Turns out, go ahead, tell him. He's the inspiration for Dr. Phil.
Turns out he's the inspiration for Dr. Phil. He's currently my agent, and his name's Danny Hollywood. And you
Danny
can check
Hollywood.
It. You can check him out at dhw.com.
DH.
That's so funny. But I just, yeah, you just saying make it. New to the biz made me
show
immediately.
Showbiz. Such a gross.
Showbiz. They definitely use that term as well.
Oh, big time.
That's such a, I mean, you think about it now. Thank God we're seasoned and have been out here a while and just, you know,
been stepped
Maryland,
on and
Seattle,
shit
to come,
on and,
stepped on, yeah. shit on, trampled on. You've been at the bottom of Third Eye Blind concert, reaching for your friends and family and just hoping that like you would find just a path to get on. And it's like when I do see or hear or have friends that will move down here now, I'm just like, man, there's a part of me that gets excited for them. And is like, it is cool to come start and create something out of nothing. But they're now looking back. I'm like, man, I'm...
Well, I want to give you your flowers because you're having such a fun time out there, too.
That's a great
way
to put
it. That's the other thing about it. You're having a fun time doing what you love.
Yes, it should all be
fun. Making people feel fucking good.
Totally.
And here's the other thing. How long you been in this business now?
Man.
How long you been in showbiz?
So, Danny Hollywood signed me in 2006. No, I graduated in 2005. That's when I would say... I've been in LA for, I guess, 19 years. Or no, I'm sorry, 24.
Okay.
But post-college is when I entered Los Angeles
right.
as a...
And Dr. Phil doesn't come till what, the last 3-4 years?
Bro,
two?
September.
When you started doing
When I started doing Jeremiah during COVID.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
20 years in.
Yeah.
For the people that want to move here right now, and wow. I got that. 20 years in.
I didn't actually ever...
This thing happens.
Yeah.
And boom,
It pops... A nice
podcasting,
bump. Yes,
for all of us. Like I think about all the time. Like I've been doing this shit 20 some years, and when you do the math now today, I'm like, God, podcasting has been half of it.
Yeah,
and to think the first half of stand up when it didn't even exist, like you know, you wouldn't even see this coming or anything. Yeah. So
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it.
Enough of the positive stuff.
Well,
let's
no,
get into
it's
the low lights.
1,000. I do. I mean, and I, you got to come do it at some point. We got to find a nice pairing for you because you're a great.
I would love to do a
you're
live
a great
Dr.
yes
Phil.
Ander, and that's all it is. People that come, it. It's a, I've made this, it's basically flexing all the muscles yes, that and. I think I've been honing over the years as far as character and improv and some acting and stand up and crowd work. But like having people on, that's not the best part. That is, that are down to play, and you're at the cream of the crop when it comes to that. So
thank
we'll
you,
figure
dude.
That out. But they're all on YouTube.
Yes, you and know. I just had this conversation. Like, I'm not a big fan of improv.
Yeah.
Even though I came from doing improv and stuff to begin, I started stand up, but yeah. I took improv. It's important.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of watching it, all that stuff. But the most important thing, one of the most important things I've learned in showbiz, that's carried over into regular life is yes and.
Yeah.
Not just in comedy, but
it applies to both
relationships,
yeah,
friendship, yeah, yeah, yeah. That and also,
yes,
not no, this shit, you know, if
totally.
You sit there and want to shut everything down, that Dr. Phil doesn't work. If you're like, no, that's not okay, doing all that stuff,
you're exactly right.
You got to lean into it.
You know what it is? Saying you're exactly right, and even in like, terms of relationships, it's like if there's something you don't like, maybe say yes and then add on, like, well, what about this? And
yeah.
try to like explore and find
I
a way.
I will do that, but it makes me nervous,
totally.
And I'm still down here to do it. Yeah,
yes, ending the Dr. Phil thing was that was really for my own. The strike was happening and I was like, I'm so tired of being beholden to like auditions that come in waves. And I just was like, man, only a few of these are shows I really would really want to be on. And at a certain point, you just have to really look at yourself and go, I always preach control what you can control. And so it got to a point to where I was like, I don't feel like I'm in control right now or controlling as much as I can, which is the stage is for us to do what we want. And I was getting into this monotonous routine of like, I want to do other stuff up there, but where do I do that? Do I go to like a Largo or do whatever? And as you know, the store is so homey and I've just been there for so long and felt supportive in the true Mitzi Shore.
Yeah, Emily
artist
over
colony.
There supporting yes. everything right
totally.
Now.
Totally. And having Burr just quickly how I did one there was I was doing, you know, Adam Ray and Friends shows. And then it was like, all right, like what else can like that? Again, stand up just was getting, I was losing the joy for being out here. And like you said up top, having a good time, if that's not a big part of it, I don't know what you're doing. This is fun right now, what we're
that's
doing.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all, and it's so crazy that we get to do this for a part of what
dude,
our whole process is. But
I wake up in the morning sometimes or I leave here and I think, I feel like we're cheating the system
yeah.
these days or getting out. Like, I'm like, did I just go sit with one of my friends and laugh for 2 hours?
Yeah.
And then it makes people,
it makes
feel
other people
good.
Happy. It's a double win.
And
dude.
Feel happy and they comment.
It's wild.
And they come see you live
yeah.
because they're grateful that you give a free podcast
yes.
that isn't free to make.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
all those things.
Yeah.
yeah it's
people,
wonderful.
People appreciate all that. And,
thank you.
And yeah, 1,000, dude. And so I had Burr committed to for an Adam Ray and Friends show. And I was like, because he had canceled one, and I go, all right, if he's already on, what a great person to launch an idea like this. It'll make me raise my game because I'll take it more seriously, but it'll also give me juice if he's into it. And he couldn't, I was like, Burr, I'm thinking about doing this Phil show live. I've done these like podcasts during COVID and I don't know what the show looks like. It's me doing a monologue, some crowd work, then maybe you do some stand-up and then we chat for an hour. He couldn't have gotten back quicker. He was like, buddy, fucking yes, dude, make fun of my anger issues, make fun of this, like fucking I'm all about it. And then that got me
great.
Fired up
yeah.
to do it. And then after that, it was like, all right, that was fun. Now try it again. Because then you get into the nitty gritty of, all right, we did one. But now, just like anything, you're like, well, let me go back and watch the game tape and see how I could do better, what we could add, what we could. And that's the fun of everything that we're doing is creating from the ground up. I mean, look what you've created from the ground up, you know, just from yes-anding your own ideas. And it is... And I just want to say this and then we'll move on. It is so easy to talk yourself out of stuff. I've
oh,
done it
yeah.
many times. Everyone has. And even the idea of doing the Dr. Phil thing, I was like, I had it probably months prior, but was like, nah, I have to do this. I just found reasons to go, ah, the store's not the right place. I'd have to find a better theater. I'd have to do this. I have to start booking people again. And then I have to do this. I go, and then it just sounds like a lot. And it's like, dude, that
perfection is a form of procrastination.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
get it the fuck out there.
Sure, and
we're
also,
still making changes to the studio.
It's the worst thing that happens, dude.
I'm about to change the background of this. Like, it's just, if I was like, well, we can't do this until everything's in place, we would have missed a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it's all going to come crashing down someday. So, and you know this better than anybody from your recent experiences, that like, why the fuck not? What's the worst that could happen, dude? Yeah. Throw a big dart. It misses a little bit. Can you go pick up the dart again and throw it again? Probably, unless you got no arms. But that's your problem, man. Say,
if you got, feet, motherfucker, you can lay on your back and carry on them that way.
Yes.
All right, brother. Yeah. I just wanted to say I love you.
I love you too. Thank you, man.
I'm so happy for you.
Appreciate you, Ryan.
And your last episode, so you've done two episodes.
Yes. Yeah.
Your last was that I believe your father's wife, was your stepmom?
Stepmom, yeah.
Passed.
Yeah.
And so how's he doing now? How's everything going for him?
So that was how
old your dad now?
Just turned 81.
Okay.
Yeah. And mom's about to turn 75.
So wait, he was 41 when he had you then, roughly. Yeah. So that's my age when I had my daughter.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah. Just yeah.
How that feels like, I mean, I'm 41, about to be 42.
Do you want to be a dad?
Yeah. My wife's got a couple years. She's about to be 29. So I think we're like a couple years.
Your wife's about to be 29?
Yeah.
I mean, even at that young age, I still think you're just about to hit that geriatric pregnancy window, bro. That's what they call it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That means like, you know, Mother Nature wants women to have babies when
ASAP.
They're young and they have their periods.
Is that why 16 and Pregnant was so popular? That's too young, though, right?
I don't know why it was.
It was an MTV show. Let's move on. But I think
I know what it was. Yeah. I can't speak to the popularity. Yeah,
that's fine. You don't have to. I don't want you to.
But Mother Nature wants, you know, with the females to have babies young.
Gotcha.
And I mean, we didn't have I was 40 and turned 41 when she was born. My daughter's mother was 39, turned 40 when she was born. And they're like, yeah, you're a geriatric pregnancy.
Wow.
And I think they said the number, it might be like 30 couple.
Holy
shit.
And
that's considered old for a woman to have a baby because the whole Mother Nature thing. It's wild.
Yeah,
we're like, wait, we're senior citizen parents? Like, yeah, bro, you are.
Yeah, we don't have a clock. I mean,
she's good.
Yeah.
You're a geriatric fucking pregnancy.
Yeah, I don't want to be 60. I mean, when I was 10, we had a friend. His dad was 80. And I didn't know you could do that.
What?
I didn't know you could at 70 and go, I'm going to start a family.
Yeah, he really was 70.
And he was the first adult that made fun of me for being a fat kid. I didn't know adults.
That old motherfucker did.
I didn't know adults could verbally abuse children, especially heavy ones. And I thought I was immune. I was like, what'd I'm
he
a
say?
Kid. Oh, dude.
Wasn't a one-time thing.
Oh no, it was sometimes three times a week because we carpool to soccer practice, and he's dead now. So, but he he would say, I mean, dude, he would drive us home, and I scored on my own team one time, and he was like, "You fat fuck," and then he said to me,
"Fat fuck,"
yeah, and then he goes, "I'm surprised you can even see the ball with those big ass titties bopping you in the face."
Wow, that's
I'll never forget that. I'm sipping a Capri Sun and double fisting a fucking box of donut holes. So part of, you know.
He had a point.
He had a point.
Still,
yeah.
There's a way to say it.
He had a point,
not
a problem, but there's a way to say it. And also, you're my ride home. Like, he knew that I had no option. He's like, I know you're getting in my car, so fucking strap into that seatbelt and, you know.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, he sucked. But and I don't want to say it like thick and it didn't make me, you know, there's some approach to this to be like, that's what got me into comedy because I realized you can rat each other.
So old,
I'm a child. It hurt bad.
How old were you? Like eight?
Eight, 10? Nine, 10.
So he's almost 80 at that point then if he started at 70.
And he was a spry 80-year-old, but like sometimes he just spaz out. I mean, he would also eat like our oranges and snacks from halftime. So we'd come over and that's another thing too. I'd be like, we didn't. How come we didn't get any oranges? Oh, I ate them. Oh, I bet you were fucking. I bet you were upset about that.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, I was. But everybody was. Like, don't single me out. Right. The whole team was bummed there were no orange slices. all right. So my dad is he's chilling at home right now, and he is solo. And let's take it back to March 28th through March 31st. My buddy Joseph Clitico. Yes. Okay. My buddy Joseph Clitico opened a comedy club called Olsen Run Comedy Club in Eugene, Oregon. Go check it out if you live anywhere in the Oregon area. Great club. They had a small room going. They were getting ready to open the big room. He's like, will you come through and help us get things going? And I go, 1,000%. My dad lives in Salem, Oregon. I'll fly into Portland, grab him, come down, and we'll have a great weekend. And we do that. My mom and stepdad are, look, they're traveling. They're 75 and 80, and they're around the grandkids a lot. And they're keeping themselves they're riding the young energy that's around them. And they're anytime we go home, we do stuff. And they're just taking, I think, a little bit better care of themselves. My dad, post his wife passing, definitely leaned into just being like, I'm going to chill on the couch. I'm going to watch my shows. I'm going to drive to get my prescriptions, my groceries. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get my hair cut, take the dog to the vet. He's got his mini trips. Probably also shouldn't have been driving. But my brother was like, as long as he wears his life alert bracelet, you know, then I guess we'll let him kind of do this. His whole thing after she passed was, I'm not going into a home. I don't want to. I know I'm 70, six at the point at the time. And he's like, we called him a few times to kind of ask him about some financial things. And he was like, if this call's about telling me you're about to put me in a home, you might as well just fucking push me off the roof. And I was like, how'd you know that was a second option? And and so he.
Wait, can I ask real quick? Yeah. Why does he wear a life alert? Does he have health issues?
He fell. Okay. I got him this new couch because he was just like sinking into it. So now I can pop up. He's moving around, but he's not. He got a treadmill to get on every now and then. But even that scared me because I'm like, I see those videos of people just hitting the wrong speed and then you're on the ground. And so he just hasn't done a good job of walking and keeping his bones tight and everything and just been sitting and frail and to where like a spill will really do him in. And so he did have a fall about 3 years ago. And we were like, that's a wrap. We got to get you into some situation where you don't have to fend for yourself. And he had this dog named Sophie. They just had to put her down, who was like, I think, I want to say 35. I know dogs live till like 17, but she looked like she bit around when like the dream team went to Barcelona and John Stockton went unrecognized.
She saw Jordan.
Jordan with the Bulls and the Wizards. She was around when Magic and Isaiah, like,
when Magic had AIDS.
When Magic
and when he didn't.
We'll be right back. Oh, shit. That's fucking funny. This dog was blind and deaf, and like the eyes and just like weird teeth were growing in. You hit a weird age as a dog where things just start popping out. And she just looked like, I don't think she'd showered in a while. I mean, he didn't bathe her. She was shitting everywhere. But it was like my stepmom got her. So it was like a little connection to her from my dad, a companion. He talked to her like we all talk to our pets. We do that, right? And she was just like around for him to kind of make him feel less sad. And so all good. But then he falls. We're like, Dad, it's like you got to let us help you at some point. We're not doing this because we want to make you feel old. And like, it's just where you are in life. You need a little help. And like, you know, my wife's like, why wouldn't you want to do it? Like, you'd be in a place, you got friends, you got games, you got things that people are bringing you your shit. Like, and he just didn't want it. He was comfy in his space. And I think he didn't want to really leave the place where she was as well. And I can understand that. And to be honest, that's something that none of us just were prepared to do as far as pushing him out of that. He was so candid and genuine about like, don't make me feel older than I am. Like, and I don't want to do this. And that was wild because it's like, you fucking fell. Like, you're You just like you weren't wearing your bracelet. Like we had to send out a wellness check, and like, you know, sometimes you lose your phone and can't get a hold of you for 3 days. He tried to take his sweatshirt off one day and got stuck, and he thought he was gonna fucking
the hockey
be stuck.
Fight.
He got dude. He got stuck in his sweatshirt. We laughed about it very hard. A week later, but he's like, I honestly thought I was going to be stuck like that forever. And I couldn't get to my phone. I couldn't get it off. I'm like, holy shit. I go, what was on TV? He goes, Naked and Afraid. So I would have been all right for a couple of seasons because I had it on like replay. Yeah. And I was like, but he just needed, he's just at the point where he needs a boost. And so he convinces us to let him be. And then cut to Eugene, March 28th through March 30th, doing shows. Drive him back up, drop him off in Salem, go right from there to Austin to do some shows, and then from Austin to Detroit. And I see him on Sunday. We hang out for about an hour. All right, I'll call you tomorrow. I got in this habit of, more so than the other siblings, one of my brothers for sure, of texting him almost every day. Not just to kind of say what's up, but just to check in. Also, he's by himself. It's like he's got some friends out there, but this is my way to have direct contact of like, you alive? You know? And then chat about some sports stuff, some whatever. Sometimes at the night, he'll just go, show's tonight. We'll get into that. I'll give him a call on the way. And so drop him off Sunday, text him Tuesday. Monday kind of goes by. I'm like, I'm going to let him just rest. And text him Tuesday, no response. Go to Detroit on Wednesday. I'm like, all right, sleeping. He's tired. The weekend tired him out. He was really moving around, staying in the room, like just moving around, going to the shows. He had a blast, but he would only see one show each night. And then go back, and he was kind of tired. And then Wednesday comes around, text him on the way to Detroit, nothing. I'm like, probably still napping. And just chalking it up to like, all right, sometimes a few days goes by, and he just maybe lost his phone again or something. I'll figure this out when I get to Detroit. Don't hear back. Thursday comes, nothing. And then I kind of reach out to my brother. He's like, oh, I see activity on his bank statements. I'm like, oh, okay. So just kind of put it out of my head. Like, all right, he's fine. He'll just, well, I don't know. And then Friday evening, I'm getting ready to do the two shows, and this is now almost a week since I've seen him and 4 days since I've texted with him and or seen him. He hasn't texted back at all. And I go, hey, it's Friday, and I loop my sister in. I go, has anybody heard from him? And she goes, no. And then he's like, oh, the bank statement's still, you know, they're still coming through. I go, hey, are those auto charges or like charges he's done? And he's like, oh, let me check. Oh, yeah, they're auto payments. I go, okay, somebody needs to go over there because he hasn't responded to me in almost 5 days, and that's never happened. So I just had a pit in my stomach because I was like, oh, man, he went down for sure or something. I mean, he's been blessed to have only a few surgeries here and there. He had diverticulitis about 6 years ago, which kind of took him out, but recovered from that, has never had major heart issues or anything. So I was like, all right. Maybe I'm trying to be positive, but I'm like, he hasn't responded. And that's not like him. Maybe he got caught in another fucking, you know, sweatshirt debacle. So I loop in my brother. My sister's like, all right, I'll send a cop over and figure that out. I'm literally about to go on stage. I put my phone on airplane mode because I'm like, I know something's wrong and I can't handle seeing my phone light up.
And then being like,
and then just, I'm like, I just, it's inevitable. So separate if you can, because I have to do this show. I'm not going to take the phone call and run off. It's just, I don't know. At least that's how I was approaching that. I was like, I'll deal with this afterwards. Also it could take them time to gather all the info. So I get off stage, I go out, I'm taking pictures, saying goodbyes. And with this little fill bump, you know, I sold out this weekend in Detroit. I've been there, you know, a handful of times, always half papered the room. So now it's sold out. So people are coming out. So the vibes are really fun. And you know how it is when people come out for you, it's just makes the show way more fun. But I'm in the lobby and I'm just like, phone in my pocket, didn't check it. Cause now they were all like, oh yeah, this is weird. And I take out my phone and his friend he worked with, her name's Mary, who had done a few wellness checks for us, was calling. And I just hit like silent. Cause I was like, I people are literally coming up, Dr. Phil, yeah. We'll be right back, man. And I'm like, what's up, man? And I'm just looking down and I'm like, we will be right back, man, in just a second. But let me see my dad's dead. And so then they're coming up and that's just such a weird contrast of like, people could tell me if we made a trip from New York, we flew in, we drove from fucking Omaha. This is the closest you've been in a while. You know, that type of thing where you just go to a spot you haven't been to for a minute. So they're coming from all over. And then I look down and Mary had texted me, And so again, I had left the stage knowing wellness check is happening and maybe they're going to get the landlord, whatever. And I look down at Mary, who is a doomsday texter. She's done this a few other times where she'll just go, call now. It's your dad. Bad with a period. And I'm like, there is a better way to structure that text. Like, or just call me. So I look down and she says, they found your dad on the ground. He's been passed out for 4 days. He's in an ambulance. He's unconscious. They're taking him to the hospital. That's where I look down and finally read. Yeah. And so now I look down and I read all that.
Are you in the Dr. Phil makeup?
No, no. Oh, so this is an Adam Ray stand-up show.
Okay.
This is a weekend at the Comedy Castle.
Oh, they were just coming up to you saying Dr. Phil
stuff. Yes, I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan at the Comedy Castle. Mark Wheelies. This is just a stand-up weekend. And I look down and read. He's unconscious, been on the ground. He's on the way to the hospital. Call me back. And then I just look up and some guy goes, Dr. Phil. And I was like, hey, man. Hey, man. We'll keep it right here, man.
We're going to keep it
right here. Hey, man. We'll be right back, man. Yeah. Hey, did you have a good time, man? Oh, dude.
Your dad's in an ambulance. Right.
One second,
now.
Man. I don't like your fucking attitude, man. Oh. Can you give me a second, man? And so, dude, I'm just like, yeah. So I just took a second. I go, all right, he's probably dead. I just like, and then I swallowed that. I was just like, he's
I'll
fucking dead.
This.
He's down. He's down for the
here's
for four
the
days.
Good, here's what I know from my dad dying. The good news for you, which was not good for me, was that if an ambulance is taking him, he's alive.
Okay.
And I only know that because we found our dad dead. And the first thing you do is call 911 and they send an ambulance. And that's when they tell you, hey, he's gone. We have to send
a different car.
They send
the Batmobile,
the body bags.
Jesus.
Yeah. They send the pickup.
OK, so they don't waste their ambulance.
They're
gas
not putting a 4 day dead body into an ambulance and getting out of no. There's no reason to waste that ride. Or
gotcha.
I'm just saying, yeah, that's
okay. So you knew.
I'm listening like, OK, at least he's alive.
See, I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that till I found that out. I'm like, you're sending the fucking body bags?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So the body bag, then you know. Then
the coroner.
That's them telling you it's
final. If they said, if your aunt was like, coroner's got him. That's how she did. It's your dad. He's with the coroner.
By the way, with the way that Mary would approach these situations, there's no telling that he could have been in the bathroom. Coroner's got him.
He's
actually just taking a piss right now, Mary.
There's no Santa. Call me. She's like, God, she ruins everything.
So I look down. I call my sister. Because finally, I get through everybody. A lot of people stayed. It took about close to an hour to do this meet and greet, and very thankful, love it. It's just awesome, and it was serving as a little bit of a distraction. It took me a minute to really be present again though with people, and then I went outside and I called my sister, and she's like, so they think it's maybe a urinary tract infection. He is conscious. I'm like, okay, great. He's super out of it. He's been on the ground for 4 days.
4 days, and did he not
Monday,
have the bracelet on or something?
No. And we got real mad at him, obviously. But
he's just been laying there.
So what happened is he tripped coming back from the bathroom in the middle of the night over a rug and went down and broke a bunch of ribs, shoulder, like collarbone, and was down and didn't have the bracelet. If he had the bracelet, he's, you know, I've fallen and I can't get up. They're there.
30 minutes,
totally.
Whatever.
And dominoes time. And so he didn't have that. He's down. He got himself to turn over, screamed for Sophie the dog, who, you know, she's, again, like, I don't know, doing a Sudoku on the couch. She's fucking out of it.
And she's got her glasses on. Yeah.
What's going on? You still need me? It's fucking 2 a.m., man. I'm 35.
I'm 35.
And so she's...
That's 360 in dog years.
Yeah. She's old. Now she's dead. R.I.P. Sophie.
Poor dad. He's losing everybody.
Bro, he's losing everybody, man. And so he's screaming for and no, he can't get his phone. Ribs and shoulder, you're down.
Oh,
and he also
can't breathe,
isn't...
breathe, right?
Totally. Yeah. He's also not mobile enough to, like, push himself
crawl
up.
Crawl or anything.
So he realizes... I'm down here. So now I just hope he literally said to me at one point, which was really sad. He goes, I just, he was like, I screamed for help. I had a moment of like, I'm not going to be able to get up. I hope they find me. And I was like, man.
With the Summer Olympics right around the corner, hydration is key for both athletes and fans. Liquid IV provides extraordinary hydration for physical endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. A single stick of Liquid IV delivers better hydration than water alone, with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients. Whatever you do this summer, let Liquid IV do it with you. The beach, camping, vacation, yard work, watching the kids play ball, or hosting a party, they all pair great with Liquid IV. They even have four delicious sugar-free options. They got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. A zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HONEYDEW at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code HONEYDEW at liquidiv.com. How much do you think you're paying in subscriptions every month? The answer is probably more than you think. Over 74% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. I know I've gone to sign up for a service before only realizing I already been paying for it. You know, and then you sign up for them, you forget you have them. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see one I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/honeydew. That's rocketmoney.com/honeydew. rocketmoney.com/honeydew. The Honeydew is sponsored by BetterHelp. Comparison is the thief of joy, and it's easy to envy other people's lives. All right. It might look like they have it all together on their Instagram, on their Facebook, but in reality, they probably don't. You probably know these people. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life. We preach therapy all the time on this show. No matter how you do it, you got to get out there and take care of yourself. All right. You got to work that mind as well as the body. You know, it doesn't need to be major trauma. It can help you understand your life better. You know, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Stop comparing and start focusing with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/honeydew today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the do.
So that
what kind of house is he in? Is he like an apartment building or is he in
a Howard Johnson hotel? No, this was a his house, a Hojo's. He died at a Hojo's, which is it was a little
he don't do room service now unless you ask for it. You know what I'm saying?
It was a little
like I'm only gonna be here one night.
He actually did stay at a Hojo's for a while before he when he first started working there at the VA to save money, he worked at a Hojo's. But so it was like a little two bedroom, two bath. One level house overlooking this golf course in a little like retirement community. Nice little spot. Another reason why I think he was like, I like sitting on the couch. I got him this big TV in the couch and he's looking out of the course.
Yeah.
Just kind of a nice thing. Really nice area. So he's down. My sister was like, man, one more day, he definitely would have made it. The human body, I guess, you know, can't go without water for more
I'm
than.
I'm saying, yeah.
I think it's 3 days. So he pushed it. And he's down and he was like, I hope they find me. So in my eyes, when I looked down at the text from Mary, I was like, he's dead is really sad. And that, like, I didn't know how to process that, but I accepted that. But what got me really, like, bummed was, like, man, he fucking, like, yeah, he fell. And he either hit his head and went out, or he was on the ground. Now I'm like, man, if he was on the ground and I didn't check in until now, you know, and he just fucking dried up or whatever happens, that got me really, like, sad and then really mad at myself for being like, why the fuck did you wait 4 days? Why didn't you call? You know what I'm saying? I always do that. And I just, life and time just kind of got away and I just assumed he was fine. And thank God, you know, they got, and so they couldn't get in. They didn't see the, Sophie was inside. The car wasn't there. It was in the garage, I guess, but all the lights were off. And they had to have the landlord break in because the cop couldn't like bust open. So they called the landlord over and that's when they found him. And he had, had gone to the bathroom on himself, was super out of it.
Is that how he got the UTI?
Probably, yeah. And then he's in the hospital, and my brother drives down immediately, and they had to take their time pumping him full of, I don't know, potassium, vitamin, whatever it is, because his—
all the fluids.
All his, is it sulfate or something was, they couldn't rush getting stuff back to him because it could fuck up, give him some sort of brain issue.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So,
so I got to slowly bring you back?
Yeah, so he's out of it for a while. Didn't recognize my brother. Didn't really know what happened.
Whoa.
Then my sister goes down. He was, like, telling her about me. Oh, no, I think the Barbie movie popped on the TV. My sister was like, oh, who's in that? He was like, oh, yeah, a friend of mine's in that. And she was like, oh, man, like. And he was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, you only got two lines in it. Apparently, but he posted on Instagram anyway. And I was like, no, he didn't say that. But yeah, it was a longer
like,
scene.
Man,
that cut
your
it down.
Memory's
yeah.
really coming back. Then.
you do remember, yeah. And no, she was like, Adam, your son, has a quick little scene in the Barbie movie. And he just couldn't put it together. And then was like, Adam. And then didn't know who she was. And then she fucking lost it.
He's that fucked up from that, huh?
Yeah. And it was, at that point, you were like, oh, man. Like maybe that's just a wrap then. The fall took it out of him and he's going to be kind of not a vegetable, but just really loopy. And now it aged him is what it felt like. You know, he went from being, because when I was with him in Oregon, he was locked in, dude. And still, as much as physically he's declined more so than my mom and stepdad, they're all clicking and ticking. You know, yeah, they have the old age forgetful. My mom will say things and sometimes struggle to jar the memory. But I'm like, that's everyone does that. And I don't look at that as like a sign of old age thing. It's, you know, because she still listens. She's not just on the phone like that. You know, that's how when they start getting like that, then you're like, all right, this is taking a turn. So he didn't seem like he was going to ever pop back. And then they slowly started to boost more stuff inside of him. And he started to get a little bit more memory back. And that's when he was like, I remember falling.
That's
screaming.
Crazy.
And we gave him a hard time for the life alert. And he was like, you know, yeah, I know.
Well, now
I'm
thinking about that, too. Like, the whole story is trapped inside this computer that can't spit it out. And so you're telling me that as he started coming back, not only does he recognize you guys, he remember what happened to him?
I think he said to me, he goes, oh, my favorite. I think he said to me, my favorite. In front of my scissors, so but you know it is. I bought him a TV, so you know, but
and a new couch,
yeah, and so
so having, that's wild to have them to know. Here's the I can tell you what happened, but I'm so fucked up. Wow.
Yeah, and he remembered it, but he was like struggling. He
How
was
long
like,
did it take him to come back to being himself?
So I'd say he's now we moved him to an inpatient rehab where my brother lives, and who just graduated medical school. It's about 5 minutes away, and so now we're about to.
Where the fuck was he?
Yeah. Oh, he went down. He went down immediately. Oh yeah. When it happened. Yeah. Well, he's the one that was so adamant about the life alert bracelet and was like really, you know,
maybe y'all should get a necklace.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just keep it on that.
Oh my God. Hey man, some people just aren't bracelet people.
I take it off.
A necklace is more aesthetically, you know, it's fits the vibe better.
Yeah, keep it on.
Yeah, it was really scary. Immediately, I was glad that he was conscious. That put me at ease. And then it was like you go through these stages of. My sister's like, he's conscious, but he's super out of it. It's a weird thing where you're like. All right, he's not dead, so that's because I thought he was based on Mary's fucking, you know, Santa's not real, call me. And then I'm like, all right, now he's alive, but now he's out of it. So now I'm accepting this new version of my dad. And then that's a thing that you just don't accept right away. You're just kind of like, I need to get up there and be around it. But then I talked to him, and he kind of started to recognize me, but still really out of it. And I mean, you tell me. I don't know. It's because I've dealt with it with many of friends and family and stuff, but not parents yet. So, and you know, stepmom parent, but like a parent that you really, you know, grew up attached to. And so having the just thought of like, oh, I have to transition now to like their a shell of them, or there's just things we just can't. I can't call him about the Mariners and talk baseball anymore. Cause I was just like, looks like he's just kind of now just floating. And so, and you don't actually digest that. I saw that I was going to have to grab onto that way of living, but didn't really let it seep in because I'm like, I'm so Captain Positive, glass half full.
Yeah, you are.
And I try to be with a lot of stuff. I have my down days like everybody, but I just quickly, I think, in life was like, I don't want to feel bad for myself or make excuses. But there's days, because I'm a human, where it's just like, you can't fucking help it. And you almost need to fucking let yourself sulk to know that you can get back up and feel the power and control of like getting on top of whatever bumminess kind of drew you down in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I've had therapists tell me I'm right in that regard.
Yeah.
You have to
allow yourself.
You need to sit in the shit for a while.
Totally.
You need to sit in the shit.
Yes.
And process it. Understand what's happening to me right now.
Yeah.
This is temporary, but you need to know what that fucking basement fucking floor
you do.
Is like
you
and
do.
What the scary, ugly shit is like. And then you can step up and rise up and bring yourself out.
Yeah.
But you know, what's down there? If you don't sit in it, it's just this thing that it's the boogie monster under the bed.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. So So he's now in this inpatient rehab and he's,
does he
pretty
remember?
Alert.
Is he?
Yeah. Now he's, okay. He's pretty much back to being,
he knows you if you show up and
I think so.
Yeah.
He called me Tyrone once, but that was, I think, cause there's a guy that works there. Named Tyrone? No. No, he does have a roommate, though, that he fucking, this guy.
He has
is
a
like,
roommate?
I think his roommate's on his fucking deathbed.
Can I say
and this
see,
guy
this
is like a bummer.
Me.
My dad yelled at him. He was like, don't turn. The guy in the background was like, don't turn the light. He's like, I'm talking to my son, Gerald. And it was my first taste of like my dad having like an, in that, like the home banter fight. And he was like, I'm talking to my son. And he was like, oh, I get it. You have a son. Like threw it back. Like, we get it. You have a son. My dad was like, yeah, I've been talking to him every time I've been in here. And this guy was like, yes, turn the fucking light off. So what were you going to say?
I would say, imagine being, you live your whole life and you're stuck in a room with somebody else.
Yeah. That was
you
his biggest fear.
You got a roommate in your 80s. Me too. I'm thinking about that now.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
Every time in my mind, I'm like, I'm in my own room.
Yeah.
I would hate to have a roommate.
And your roommate also like.
Is a piece of shit.
Is a piece of shit. Can't go to the bathroom by himself. Is constantly like talking to you while you're eating. Like just, you know, you can't ever pick what's on the TV.
At
this point, my dad's
TV.
Like, you know, I said to him one point because he was complaining about the situation. I go, how many times a day are you just like, man, I wish they would have just left me on the floor. And he started laughing because he was just hating for the situation he's in.
One more day. One more.
Man, I had my
day.
Choice of the TV even on the floor. So now he's in this place and we're going to get him into a living situation there. And
What do you mean by that?
So he's at the inpatient rehab, and they also have, like, living situations. So it's a home, more or less, too.
Okay, so he can be taken care of, do his rehab,
and he's 5 minutes from my brother and sister-in-law. Okay. And he definitely, you know, it's so – what's wild at the end of this, I had a talk with him about 3 days ago, and he goes, man, I'm just not mobile. And I'm just not like, I got to use a walker to get around, which when he went to my brother's medical school graduation, he was like, I don't want to do that. And the nurse was like, you got to just whatever with these steps and whatever. No, I'll be fine. And she's like, you can't fall again, man. And just do it. And I go, Dad, who fucking cares? And I kept saying, I go, you're alive. And then we get on the phone a couple of days ago and we're FaceTiming. And he's like, man, I guess this is just the new normal, huh? Like, this is just how I'm just kind of getting around. I got people to help me. I'm not very whatever. I'm this and that. I go, Dad, I go, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I go, you were on the ground. You got found. You're alive. You're alive. You're in a great situation. You're 5 minutes from one of your sons and granddaughters. I'm still getting to talk to you. Like, but you're alive. I go, this is everything is a bonus from there. You didn't have any crazy brain injury. You know,
you got a UTI.
You got
a dick infection.
You fell and got a dick infection.
Yeah.
You won the Super Bowl, Dad.
For real.
You have plenty of ribs.
You could be a vegetable right now.
Yes.
Plenty of ribs.
You got plenty of ribs. You got two shoulders. You only broke one. Your fingers are intact. You still got your hammer toes. You know? Fucking. Yeah, life is not bad. Like, I might join an adult softball league so you can come see me play baseball finally. You know, like, there's a lot of positives. All right, that went under the bridge. But, yeah.
He never came.
That was one of my – he did. But that was one of my early jokes where I go, probably it was maybe third or fourth time on stage, I go, this show feels a lot like my Little League games because my dad's not here. And it wouldn't get any laughs. Maybe get one like, oh, in the back. But so I just really was – the point why I'm bringing that moment up is it was wild to – and again, I don't think twice about it in the moment. But afterwards, I was like, wow, what an interesting just spot in life where I – and again, Captain Positive, I do that with any of my friends. People call me – my wife, other family members, Dirte, my white rapper brother-in-law, man, it's just a fucking
Dirte.
He's fucking, and when he was going through a construction, getting, man, these people, they asked me to do this fucking bathroom, dog, and then I did, they added, and he's brilliant with his fucking hands, just ask my sis, and he does so many things that people don't ask, and then he gets extra materials, and we actually went the bathroom to have this type of tile, he'll do it, and then he would just get fucked over, dude, they'd go, he's such a nice guy. They'd go, oh, we actually didn't want brown. We wanted light brown. We're not paying you for this for all the work. Like hours and hours. And he just was getting fucked. He's like, I got to get out of this world.
I see videos of people like that online where they go back to the house with a sledgehammer, just start wrecking the tile and stuff.
I almost flew up one time to go handle a situation with them.
You.
Yeah, it's wild, dude.
Because you're paying for the materials, your labor,
wild. There are a lot of shitty people out there that do that. And it's wild. And so he's like, my body's breaking down. You know, I was like, is this one of your songs? And then he's like, no. I used to have this dumb joke where I go,
I got a new single called Life Alert.
Dirte, write Life Alert based on Dad's fall. That's a great, I'm on the ground.
4 days.
4 days.
On the ground.
Nobody found me. I'm on the ground. My dog's 35. But give it up
I
for
got
my
a UTI.
Dude, that's fucking great.
Dirte, man. Life Alert, the new single.
That's a fuck, dude. I'm not joking. Tim, do it.
Tim.
I don't want to out you.
Dirte is Tim.
Dude, he's a gangster.
Timothy.
Man. And now he drives the bus, dude. Now he drives the bus.
What do you mean?
He drives the bus. He drives the fucking big ass Metro bus, man.
Does he?
And he's just he's the only guy that chums up. He refs high school basketball and is like the only ref that like is like nice and chums it up with the kids. He's a real sweetheart, but a tough exterior. And so, anyway, having to kind of just pick him up was a wild, like.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal.
$50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Just a wild thing to kind of go through where he thanks me now for the tough love. But I was like, I did it because that's just what I do instinctively. If somebody in my life is like starting to kind of go, oh, I'm like, no, you know? And my mom did that for me a lot growing up when I was, especially out here in LA, I'd call her after a bad set or some audition I didn't get. And she's like, oh, cool. Oh, like the first time I did stand up in LA at an open mic, I was like, man, I went up at the Laugh Factory and you waited in line for like 4 hours to do the open mic. And then Jamie Masada would give you feedback. So you go upstairs and the owner of the Laugh Factory gives you feedback. And I'm up there and I did a joke about being a fat kid and being the first one. It wasn't all that bad. It was the first one in the fourth grade to get a set of tits. I charged my friends $5 to fill me up. Candy money is not cheap. Thanks so much, everybody. And I get upstairs and Jamie Masada goes, buddy, you're out there. Every joke is look at me. Look at my fat fuck. Look at my fat tits. Come fuck my fat tits. I go, oh, I didn't say that. I was, were you listening to the set? That was like, I did a thing about being big and then buying candy and letting my friend, you bought the errata. I saw it. Everything was come titty fuck me at the barbecue. Come fuck my tits. I want a tit fuck. I was like, man, I think we're talking about different comics right now, but all right. And he's like, come back in 9 months and clean. So I come back in 9 months. He's not there. But just the going through that, my mom was like, oh, so you had one bad set, get back up. So that's why I've kind of always held on to that mindset. So I'm doing that to my dad, and it was just wild to hear him take it, but also need it. And I'm like, oh, nobody else is. My brother and sister, another brother, they're great and they're good and they talk direct, but like everyone has their, I guess, different level of like how much they want to push down the wall or get in somebody's face. And I always told my wife too with her dad when he had a heart attack and then kept smoking a little bit. I was like, you got to fucking get in his face. And she's like, I don't want to butt. It's his life. That's never been my style. I go, cool. Then something will happen and then you can live with that. I go, or you fucking, and she did. And like, he fucking turned his shit around and like.
He quit?
Because she like was a voice that like gave a shit and was concerned. It like, he just wasn't getting that. And it also made him go like, oh, like she's really, she heard it. He heard it in her voice. And it just takes a lot for people to do that. I mean, I know just personally from this, but also, you know, we also just get into this routine of like, everyone's living their life and you don't want to like bust somebody's balls and you don't want to like make them feel bad, really. But it's like the alternative to me is cool. Make them feel bad, but also there's a positive way to get through to somebody. You don't have to come down on them and say, you know, dad, stop smoking, you piece of shit. You're fucking this up. I don't want you to not be at my wedding. Whatever that is. Like, there's a way to tug at somebody's heartstrings and get them to make a change, you know?
There's also something going on, too, as we're getting older here now. I mean, it's something. My dad died when he was 42, so I don't have to deal with putting him in a home or any of that. You know what I mean? Wild. I'm watching a lot of my friends. And
you wish you did, though, right?
Yeah. But I'm seeing also a dynamic change where we become the parent.
Yes.
And now your dad is like the child where you're like, dad, wear the fucking bracelet. Dad, do this. Dad, do that. And you also have to, seem to remind them and stuff. And then we become that role later on. And that seems to be like where you guys are headed with your dad, or you're there now with your dad.
Yeah, we're there. And it's, you know, I think I've talked about this on the other appearances where it's like we, you know, lost touch really through elementary school, middle school. High school, not so much. A few visits here and there, a year maybe. And then college is when, you know, he kind of had a different situation. We kind of reconnected. And I realized that he needed somebody to talk to when he was, you know, had lost his medical license from doing open heart surgeries and was in a studio apartment with his wife and three kids and working, you know, the cold call marketing, selling magazines type shit. And would call me when I was in my frat in college to vent and to tell me funny stories about it, but to also just talk to somebody about it. And it was like, and so I'd be in a frat party and somebody'd be like, dude, come rip this 5-foot bong, you know, be right back. You know, oh shit, you're going to use that someday. And so then I walk out and then I'm like listening to him talk about this stuff. And I was like, oh, he needs me. And my sister was always like, you know, he bounced early. So like they had a tougher road to get back to like now. But it's kind of beautiful because she went down there right away and, you know, she's in the medical field and she was all about it as far as giving him tough love and saying, you need to be in a spot. I've found all these good places. Here's where you're going. And I think time gives everybody a little bit more perspective. You know, I've always been like, oh, I'll help him regardless because I feel bad. And he fucked up with my mom and the family situation. And so least I can do is be there for him. And I want to also have a relationship. My sister had a little tougher path as far as like, you know, you don't ever reach out. We've been a little bit more touch and go, but now she's just more adult, more seasoned, more secure in her own life. And also just like more aware that like, how much more time do I got? And
I mean, if this person wasn't a true abusive, violent, whatever piece of shit.
Yeah.
You would hope that you could move past whatever it was
totally.
For the end of their life.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. I think everyone's got that in them. But then, you know, I also get why.
There's a lot of people out there like, good.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. Bum they found you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine taking a fall like that? What would be your first move if you broke?
I'm going to say this. I say this all the time, too. I think this a lot. I think pets for older people are death. My dog gets right up on my fucking legs all the time and I almost trip over it. I think about it all the time, like, if I'm 80, I'm tripping over this fucking dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm dead because of the dog. My first move, if I'm your dad and I fall like that and I can't crawl, I can't do anything, fuck. It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you're stuck there.
Yeah.
You're yelling until you're exhausted and no one hears you.
Yeah. I haven't yet talked to him about what were you thinking about?
That's
like,
what I want to know. He's like, I should have been a better parent.
Yeah. Did you have time to reflect?
Cause day one and day four mentally are different days.
Totally.
He's losing it by day four.
Oh,
no water, no food. Day one is like, you know what I mean? I would love to see
bro,
the time
it was his version of Castaway.
Yeah.
You know, he's on the ground. He's like, all right, they'll find me. They'll realize they'll call, they'll do a wellness check ASAP. So there's got to be, I wonder if there's a part of him that was like,
you got.
I wonder if they
him.
Know I'm here, but because I didn't come see him play the Tin Man and the Wiz, he's like, let him sit for two more days.
Is this because I didn't come to Little League?
I do. He said he got tired. I was like, did you sleep? He goes, I passed out at one point. And then.
You'd have to.
Yeah, because you're just out of boredom too.
But and also, where was he in the house?
He's in his room.
In his room on the floor.
Yeah.
And, there was,
and just couldn't.
Do you know his room? There's no phone in there or anything.
No.
Like how close is
his
he
cell phone
to?
Was probably up thing. On the thing.
That's the other thing. Is it right here?
Oh, I know.
I always feel like if there's ever like a devastating earthquake, and then this is like the food right here, I feel like I'm gonna be trapped, and I'm just like right here.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Like what if you're that? That's your dad.
Yeah.
What if he's there and the phone slid under the bed and it's just right there halfway? Like.
Yeah, I mean, he said he could not pick them up. And also, what if there's snacks there, but there's no water?
Yeah,
what if there was a little box of Wheat
there.
Thins? He's a big Wheat Thins guy. What if there's a little box of Wheat Thins, and he's like, I want them, but then I don't have anything to wash down the crunch, so then I'm just going
to
dry out. Is it worth the last few bites? And then we find him, and they're like, and he found a pen, so we wrote a note.
I hate to tell you, man, we got a bunch of dry Wheat Thins in your dad's mouth. I'm not ruling that as the cause of death.
I'm not saying that's what took him out, but hey, man, we've all dealt with dry mouth, and
these look more like Wheat Thins. Okay.
Oh, my bad. It's a Triscuit.
You gotta ask him what that mental state was, because
it's one of the benefits.
At some point, also, you have to come to an understanding and agreement with yourself, like, this might be it.
Yeah.
This might be it.
Oh,
this is how I go.
Yeah.
You got to have that
totally.
Thought. No one's coming. No one's turning. Wow, I can't yell anymore. My ribs.
I didn't ask him that, but that's heavy. Yeah.
That moment where you're like, fuck, this is it right here.
Fuck, dude.
What's the dog's name again?
Sophie.
Sophie. Sophie over there licking him and shit.
I mean, I don't know what she was looking. She might have not even been in the room, but she, yeah. No, he did say she was sitting. She kind of came in and was sitting. Because, again, blind and deaf, but she probably knew, like, all right, dad's not a big floor napper. So this is odd, you know. But, yeah. Wow.
Man. Thank you. Thank you for coming and sharing this
bro,
story.
Yeah, and thank you for asking. He's alive and well.
Yeah, you got to ask him those questions.
Yeah.
I would want to know.
Thinking about if this is it.
Like, when do you hit that moment where you're like, fuck, I'm going to die like this?
Holy shit.
I wonder.
I did not even think about that. Because I guess if you're just, at some point too, if you go to, and he didn't even know what day it was or what time it was. He would just see like the sun come up and then the moon come out. You know how time works?
Yeah. I've been around here a little bit.
Yeah. I guess we could go, yeah. Really, what I should do is, we don't have time for it, but next time we'll come on, we'll zoom in Mary and you can hear who sent the doomsday text and get from her vantage point how things went down and see how completely off she was in her depiction of what was happening. But you need those people, by the way, that are at least she was like there and quick to like get things orchestrated and not not just kind of chalking it up for a loss. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad thanks, you still Ryan. Have your dad. I love you, brother. That
love
is
too,
not
man.
Easy to deal with.
Yeah.
Again, promote everything. Let them know about all of it.
We got my special called Like and Subscribe that drops on June 16th on my birthday on Sunday on YouTube. YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy. Like and Subscribe is a special. You can hear plenty of Dirt Tape material, plenty of marriage material, and some Lizzo stuff, some bachelor party stuff. It's fun-filled. It's light, and it's a good time. Filmed at a Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm going there for the first time ever. I was one of the clubs I wanted to do. I've been wanting to do it for so long.
It's unbelievable.
I can't wait.
And all the Dr. Phil specials are on my YouTube. They're all there. A couple Bill Burr episodes. We've got a Jelly Roll, Pete Holmes, Tiffany Haddish episode, Matt Rife, Winnie Cummings, Nikki Glaser, Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino, Burke Kreischer, Mark Normand. And there's one dropping on June 14th with Dax Shepard, Sal Vulcano, and Rick Glassman, and Blake Griffin. And then AdamRayComedy.com for tour dates. Tour dates all the way through November right now. We'll be launching a Dr. Phil live tour at some point in the next few weeks. Stay tuned for that. The podcast is about last night, which Rye's been on many times and crushed. Check that out wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm in some Paul Feig movie with John Cena and Awkwafina called Jackpot that comes out on Amazon in August. So check that out.
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's it for now.
Congrats.
I love you, Rye.
I love you, dude.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Anytime. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are available on my website at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.